Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the bed. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up. From New York to Miami. All the way to Mississippi too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Okay, good evening, everybody. I got a lot to cover in a short time, so I'm not really going to get started. First, I want to start off giving some special anniversary on a Mr. Jeff Miles Sr. If anybody don't know who Jeff Miles Sr. is, that's Jeff Miles Jr., daddy, the owner of the Carolina Dragway. Yesterday was his anniversary of his passing. So without further ado, Mrs. Spikes, could you give us a prayer for the honor, the anniversary of the passing of Mr. Jeff Miles Sr., please.
Okay. Tonight is a celebration and a dedication of prayer of a gentleman you all remember as Mr. Jeff Miles Sr. Father and all-wise God, we come to you tonight with high spirits and regards to giving thanks. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to praise your name and honor one of your angels. Father, we know to everything there is a season, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. But Father God, we know that you have a way of restoring laughter and love that we thought we would never have again. Father, we give you all the praise tonight for sharing with us the divine purpose that was filled by Jeff. Lord, we know that death leaves a heartache that no man can heal. But Lord, we also know that love leaves a memory that no man can steal. When someone you love becomes a memory, Lord, we thank you for allowing that memory to become a treasure. Today, our treasure is Mr. Miles Sr. Lord, I ask you to continue to bring to our remembrance that it's not the quantity of years in a life, but it is the quality of life that we leave behind as our legacy. Father, we all pray that God has helped this family to heal with the passage of time and to know that although Jeff Sr. is not here with us today, that he will forever be in our minds and hearts. Lord, we stand on your promise tonight that you have gone to prepare a place for us. And when you return to receive us, there we will celebrate with him again. Lord, I ask that you bless each and every listener tonight. Amen.
Amen. Ms. Spikes, you got me kind of wheeled up here. I thank the Miles family and everybody would appreciate that. And Ms. Spice, Ms. Denise Spice, Ms. Showtime's wife, we appreciate you for that lovely prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Showtime, man, I swear, man, I know you can't beat that, so I just wanted to send that out. Everybody that knew Jeff Miles Sr., everybody, you know, that just a little remembrance in him, he'll never be forgotten. Okay, so Showtime, to get the show rolling, you know, we need to say a prayer for all our buffoons out there, so could you go ahead and take care of that for me, my brother?
Yes, sir. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate it, Showtime. You got a little background noise back there, brother. I need you to take care of that, because I'm going to need you and Bobby Childs. Bobby Childs, push the one button. I need Bobby Childs to push one button. Eric Robinson, I need you to push the one button. I need y'all in the queue here as soon as I finish my sponsors. I need to get all y'all at one time. I see a 919. I don't want nobody but who I call. I need Eric Robinson, and I need Bobby Childs. Those are the only people I need right now. Okay, I got Bobby Childs. I'm going to open Bobby Childs' mic. Eric Robinson, where you at? I need Eric Robinson. I put your phone on mute, Bobby. I hear background noise. Anyway, I'm going to run through my sponsors while I try to find out Eric Robinson. I need Eric Robinson on the phone. Okay, let me run through my sponsors right quick because I got a lot to cover tonight, and I got a lot of stuff to bring to the table. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to try to be as nice as I can about it, but I'm going to bring it full force, baby. That's what I'm about. Okay, first I want to start off. Let me get my man. I got to get my man Ernie Rand on the phone now. I was so caught up there, Miss Spice giving that doggone that prayer there, and I was reminiscing a little bit there. And I got a little caught up, got a little well up there, y'all. So just have to excuse me, I'm a little bit miscombobulated at the moment, but trust me, I'm going to come through it because that's what I do. So just hold tight, let me get my sponsors out of the way. I think I got a decent knowledge show for you tonight. I've got some knowledge for you tonight, fellas and ladies. I got a lot of block calls.
Good afternoon, Compy Car. Can I help you?
Yeah, what's up there? What's up there? I know who this is. Scott, where Ernie, fat buddy?
Dog, I'm going to have to fill in for Ernie tonight. He's a little under the weather. He lost his voice.
Okay, well, go ahead and do your thing then, my brother. Scott King over there, the man over there at Compy Car. Go ahead and tell us what's going on, brother.
All right. Well, actually, I'm going to cut you a little short tonight. We are wide open. I got a customer here in my face waiting on an intake. He's drove in from out of town.
Okay, it's no problem, but that's why he probably drove in because he heard us on the show. But anyway, go ahead on, man.
That's right. That's right. We are going to do a little special this week. We're going to offer nitrous at $4 a pound. So,
okay. All righty. And what else you got going over there? What about them gauges and everything? You got all that stuff over there?
Yep. Got everything in stock, along with Little Mo. He's got everything in stock, too. You know, get with him, get with us. We'll get you covered. You know, to get the special on the $4 a pound, they have to mention that they heard it on this show because
okay.
That's the only place we're advertising it.
All right. I appreciate it. All righty. Okay, Scott King, Hunter Reno, that Compy Car. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Okay, Scott, like I said, we got a bunch of things going, too. Appreciate you coming on, brother. Have a good one.
Yes, sir,
dog.
Thank you, buddy.
All righty. Here, everybody else, Showtime, Eric Robinson, and Bobby Child, mute your phones. I don't want none. I need you, but I don't need you right now. Let me finish my sponsors. Mute your phones. I got you, Eric. Okay, don't forget my other sponsors. That Fulton Machine and Engines. That's Robert or Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia. 912-654-0330. At the shop there, you give them a call. I wish I could get them together there, and if I get rich, I'm going to get me a shop and put in the middle of the doggone which between him and Lil Mo, because between the two of them, they keep us running. Like I said, it's Fulton's Machine and Engines, Robert or Joe Fulton down in Glenville, Georgia, 912-654-0330. And don't forget, my main man, because he's right around the corner, very convenient for me, but he's very good, very efficient, and everything he does is out of stock, and he's the winner. That's Mo's Speed Shop, y'all. Do I need to say any more? 706-414-6688. That's Mo's Speed Shop. One-stop shopping for any and everything you need. Just go see Mo at Mo's Speed Shop. And don't forget, mention that you heard it on this now station here, you get a 10% discount. I ain't going to tell you he jacks the price up and just bag it back down, so you might want to be quiet. No, just joking. That's Mo's Speed Shop. Okay, I got my sponsors out of the way. I got Bobby Child, I got Showtime, and I got my man Eric Robinson on standby. But also, I need Brock. I need Brock. If Brock, you on the phone, push the 1 button, Brock, please. If you're not, I got to call Brock. I've been getting so many calls today to do stuff, man. I mean, you know, and it just, they overwhelm me, boy. This shit just like a job. I'm about to tell Showtime to give me a raise or some shit. God, dang. All right, let me call Brock. He got a show coming up this week, and he called me like a gentleman he is. And I told him I don't do no advertisement, but if you want to get on the show and advertise, feel free. One of the good guys in the game, young guy. So y'all just bear with me because I got a wrap-up to do with my other people on the phone. Well, I think everybody's going to enjoy the show. I think. Hey, Brock.
Yo.
Hey, this dog, man. Wake your ass up, man. You told me you want me to call you. You're on the dog show here with a bunch of people here. I hear you got something going on this weekend. You want to get some advertising out there, my brother?
Yeah, thanks, dog. Yeah, I'm doing, I got the show down at Outer Banks, doing a 10-5 outlaw race, which is, got to have true 10-5 tire, any size radio, no wheelie bars, no W's, no chassis cars, and I don't give a fuck if it's got 4 turbos on it.
Damn. I saw you on the internet there. I see you got a lot of races going on, a lot of stuff going on, and you're trying to get Peter Smallblock back down and everything, man. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I tried to get, you know, I want to put on a good show. I figured, you know, I tried to get them down here, but I can understand the boys just traveled that far, tried to come back down here, so you know, I did everything I could to get him down. But anyway, I'm also doing a little small block shootout, and I got a lot of guys down this way. A lot of guys want me to do it on, you know, just 10-inch tires, but I'm doing it as long as you got a small block and it ain't a chassis car, you can run. I don't care if you got 1432s. I don't care how big the tires are. As long as it's a small block and it ain't a chassis car. Wheelie bars, no wheelie bars.
Everybody know that you're a man of your words. You put on good shows, man, and I can say you got more respect for the game because you keep the game real, and that's what it's about, keeping it real. But what time are more gates open? When you going to be at again?
Outer Bank Speedway. The gates open at 11 o'clock. Lanes open between 12 and 1. We're going to run till everybody's tired of running.
Okay. All right, Brock. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to put out, brother?
Nah, that's it, man. Just keep doing what you do, dog. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem, man. Anytime, man. Anytime. I appreciate it. All right, then. That's Brock down in Outer Banks. Okay, Brock, I'm finna cut you off if you don't need nothing else, my brother.
All right. Appreciate it, dog.
All right. Take care, my man.
All right.
All right. Okay, like I said, okay, I've got to get back to my boys. I got my boys on the phone. Showtime, Bobby Childs, Eric Robinson. Are y'all all y'all fellas there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Bobby.
I'm here.
Oh. Eric Robinson.
Yeah, I'm here, Doc.
All right, Bobby, you there, Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby Childs.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're finna get into this. I want to also send out just a special shout out to my boy Twin down at Atlantic Machine Shop there. One of my old time sponsors back in the day. Always come by and say hello to me. So Twin down at the Atlantic Machine Shop. Go by and holler at him. We'll be getting back with you again, my brother. Okay, Bobby Childs. Bobby Childs.
Yeah, can you give me a minute, dog? Go on with somebody else right now.
Okay, Bobby Childs tied up. Like, he messed me up anyway. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, doggone Bobby Childs and Showtime. Showtime, one of his first shows he put on down there this week down in Albany, Georgia. Showtime, you want to tell us about it on your first adventure, my brother?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you what, dog. We went down to Albany, man, and put on this show, man. I tell you what, it was very exciting, man, to see all the people come out from the surrounding areas. Got to meet a lot of good people, man, the guiding boys. I've met the Alexander Racing team over there. Ronnie Brown, formerly Animal Racing, he came out. Of course, you guys, yourself, Eric Robinson came out, Prime Time Crew came out, and a host of other people came out, man. I tell you, Bobby Wild Childs Jr. doing his thing out there. We had a few grudge races people didn't know about, but Bobby Wild Childs was sitting in the office there, and people kept bringing the money to the office and put on grudge races, man. I tell you what, we had the field crowded over there by the ride around track, man. I tell you, we had close to 2,000 people in that track or better. But it was really exciting, man, to see all these people come out. And hopefully we can, you know, make it even bigger and better. And that's the goal. That's really the goal.
Okay, the reason I got Eddie Robinson on the phone, I'm finna bring some up to you and doggone Bobby Childs, because I think you having another big show down there yourself. Is that right, Showtime?
Yeah, actually, I got several of them coming, man. It's not just one.
I don't want to know about the next one, Showtime. Just follow my lead, brother. Just follow my lead.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got another big one coming up. You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, I got some good news and some bad news for you. I'm finna make you spend some more money. I got Eric Robinson on the phone. Eric Robinson, you on the phone?
Yes, sir. I'm here, dog.
I want to ask you a question, just so everybody know, my shows are not staged, and I come straight from here. I got to get back with Brock. Brock said he had one more something to do. In the cut, I got you too, baby. I'm going to get you. Once I get through with this little segment, I'm going to get you in the cut. I see you. Eddie Robinson, was you down at Albany this weekend?
Yes, sir, I was.
You was down there with we had a three-man thing, me and you and Maurice Dunn, right?
Yes, sir, my partner Maurice.
Okay, I want to ask you a question now. From the time I got to the track and the time y'all unloaded the car, did I have a shadow behind me the whole day?
Man, you had a few.
Could you tell me what you mean by that? Showtime, I need you to listen to this because it's going to affect you and Bobby. Can you tell me what you mean by that?
Man, you had a few, man. You got some kids, man. You had some kids down there, man, about four kids. I don't know who they was. But I tell you what, they stuck to your pocket the whole day. You have kids, I guess it was age from about 7 to about 12. They was with you all day, man. I thought it was your kids. It was like you took them to the track.
Now, that's what I wanted to bring up, Showtime. Everybody on this phone to realize, Do y'all realize down in Albany, now I ain't gonna say it all tracks, but maybe in Albany, they've got a family orientated where they bring them kids out there, and them little kids out there, that, you can tell they might be little badass kids. I mean, they look like baby kids, but they stuck with me the whole day, was mannable, doing everything, stayed out of trouble and everything. So Showtime, what you need to do, you and Bobby need to get together, and y'all need to start getting some T-shirts or something. With I'm a racer, I'll put some on there to identify those nice kids that come to the track and act right. Because that means if they come to the track and they ain't acting a damn fool, they ain't out there on the doggone, they ain't out there in the street robbing and killing and everything. So Showtime, did you hear what Eric just told you about them kids, man?
Yes, I did, man. You know, and that's what it's about, man, catering to the fan, especially the kids. And we definitely going to do something for the kids. I ever thought I did leave one person out, man. It's delivered. I left out Nicole Lyons, man. Her and her crew came down, man, and was excited to see her as well, man. She was a very big help too out there with track condition and all that good stuff. And I forgot her, but I do want to mention her name as well. But yeah,
okay,
Eric,
well,
we,
I was
going
to let you leave out. I was going
to
bring it up. Biggest focus, and I want everybody out there that's listening to me now. My biggest focus, those kids, man. Believe it or not,
yes,
the kids are what's going to take over the rest of this thing here. And like Eric just said, we had those kids following us the whole day. They didn't get in no trouble. They wasn't raising no hell. The only thing about it, we can't fault them. The man had $2, Eric, and he betted on your race. And what did he tell you after he betted on his, your race, Eric?
He said he going to double his money. He won.
That kid, so that kid bet $2 on Eric Robinson's race with the photo colors. I mean, with the photo colors in that El Camino. So he had $4, and that man had them same $4 follow us the whole day. And Eric, what did he say about them $4 again?
Man, he said he's going to double that. He's going to bet all of us. We're going to run again. He said he's going to bet that whole four. He's going to end up with eight. That's what he told us.
Exactly right.
But on the real, I'm going to close this out. Man, I ain't never seen that many kids. You know what I mean, kids. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I ain't never seen that many kids at a track, man, in my life, man. Y'all got a big family base down there, Showtime. Y'all got something sweet going on down there, man.
Me and Bobby talked to her. I think I'm going to get that go-kart track running for them again, man, and let them kids enjoy themselves while they, you know, while they're there watching the races, get on them go-karts and go around that track.
Showtime, that's, you read my mind. That's just what I'm saying. So basically what I'm saying is you give them kids something to look forward to. If you give them kids something to stay off the street for, then they won't be out there slinging and acting a fool and killing people and robbing and stealing. You got to start right now.
Right.
So,
let it
out. You know, they can say what they want about girls racing. They can say what they want about racing. But we had a damn good time. Also, Showtime, right. Bobby seemed to be a little, little tied up, but it's no problem. I want to say one more thing. Stop to Sam Alexander and his crew. Y'all can call them fake racers or whatever y'all want to do.
Man, they was very professional, man. Them some stand-up guys. You know, I don't care what nobody say about them, man. They was very professional, man, and I appreciate that. And hopefully, you know, we'll get together again here sometime soon.
Okay, Showtime, you can stop that because it's going to get together, and it's going to be your damn job to do it. Sam Alexander, as I was saying, they won the 460 class there, and they came over, and I met Ralph.
Yes,
and like I said, Ralph is a good guy. He's easy to get along with. Only problem we're going to do, we're going to have somebody from Sam Alexander's crew and somebody from Bobby Child's crew, which probably be me or Eric Robinson or Maurice Dunn or somebody, and we're going to do the negotiations because at your next big race, Showtime, if you didn't know, now you finna know, they better have him and Bobby. It's got to square out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Sam Alexander and Bobby Childs, at your next race, Showtime, because it's your race next time, in cooperation with Bobby, y'all got to square off. And y'all got to make that partnership work down there because there's a lot of people that want to see y'all race. And one of them want to see you get your ass whooped, and one of them want to see you win. All we want to do is get them all at the same place so we can race, baby.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about.
Okay, look here. I'm going to let okay, Bobby, your mic over. Somebody let you in. Your mic ain't never been closed, Bobby.
Well, I've been trying to say something for the last past 10 minutes.
Okay, I ain't touched nothing, Bobby. All you had to do is say it, Bobby. Unmute your phone. You must be some kid in Johnny or somebody. Your phone has never been muted since you've been on the phone.
Me and Johnny was in the same class. Once again, I'm on my...
Go ahead, Bobby. Your phone is open. I hope you heard what we were saying about the kids and everything, what Showtime said and what Eric and them was talking about.
I did hear it all. I mean, that's what I have been saying. US 19 is a family order and a track. That's why we try to, you know, keep a lot of the sanity off the microphone when we do. We don't allow that. We don't allow any kind of disturbance because these people let their kids just, like Dog was saying, these people will let their kids just get out and just, you know, they feel kind of safe that there's nothing going to happen to their children. So we want to thank everybody for coming We just didn't have time to get the golf cart running. Part of the staff that be at 19 didn't show up, so I got to have a meeting with a few of them. But anyway, we did have a real good time. I'm glad to see Dog, Eric had to help me sell gas. I appreciate that, Eric. You've been keeping no money.
No problem. No, I ain't had to keep that. I should have found out about talking to nobody.
Cowboy, you know, I almost see Cowboy raising more hands than the liver. Cowboy was real confession. I thought something was wrong with it, but he did real good. So we want to thank everybody. And like I say, everything. I just want to thank everybody for coming. Thank the Alexander boys for coming out. And, dog, the next show will be May 19th. And that's when we got the Final Four. And that will be the Old Jacks, Shut Dog, Rock, and the Mystery Car. So those four will be doing the Final Four down there. That's May 19th at US 19 Draft.
All right, well, Bobby, I just wanted to put that out there between you and Showtime. Showtime, for your first radio, buddy, you stayed on the horse real good, man. And I'm glad to see it turn out for you and Bobby both. I hope in the future y'all can continue to have the same success, my brothers.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man. We really do. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, if y'all ain't got nothing else, I'm going to go and mute y'all mics, and I got to get Any Cut in here, I got to get Jones in here, and I got to get Brock back on there so they can go and advertise their show before I get on with the regular show. Is there anything else y'all want to put out right now? And a hell of a show, hell of a show.
Thank y'all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for your help.
Okay, Eazy, you got anything, Eazy?
No, sir, dog. I'm good.
I'm finna mute all y'all mics back because these damn things so full today. I don't know what happened today. I reckon they thought I was gonna be real nasty today. I'm overloaded before I even get started yet. I got William Brown and already called me and cussed me out. Titan ain't done cussed me out. But y'all know it. I got a million blocked numbers. I don't know why y'all blocking your numbers. You don't have to hide them from me because like I told you, I'm about the truth. If you don't want me to put it out there, just don't let me know about it. So I'm finna go and mute these mics so I can get these guys back on there for a minute. I see you, Indicut. I'm finna get you, baby. All right, that was Bobby Childs and Showtime and my man Easy E. All right, all y'all fellas that was just talking, press the one button and take your hands down. I don't need you no more. Press the one button so you can get out of the way so when somebody press the one button, I can see them. Showtime, Bobby, and Maurice, press the one button, take your number. Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas. Showtime don't ever pay attention. Okay, Showtime finally paid attention this time, too. Let me see if I'm going to get any cut on here because he'd like to talk a lot. Damn. Go ahead, cut.
Yeah, what's
any
going
cut?
On, man?
What's
yeah,
up,
what's
man?
Going on, man? Ain't nothing happening. I was just calling, you know, if anybody who listened that was that heavy, you know, I just want to appreciate everybody for coming out. I mean, we had a good show. I mean, for what was going on, you know, it was a little 40% chance of rain. The rain finally got us, but we got off seven grudge races before they got us. And I'm pretty sure by now everybody done heard who they were, you know what I mean? It was some real good races. And maybe next time in August when I do my next race, because that's when the next one's going to be, you know, it could be just as good or better. You know how it is.
Okay, I hear you, Cut. Anything else you want to put out, Cut? I'm just going to call Brock back again. He said, one more thing, whatever. But anything else you want to put out, Cut?
No, I may be doing I might do another little grudge race in between 9 and 10, but I keep everybody posted. You know what I mean? $10 at the gate, free to race, and do what you got to do. I just got to wait and see right now. I'm working on it right now.
Okay, I appreciate it, Cut. All right, then. If you ain't got anything else, I want to see, can I get over to Brock? Brock, you on the phone, Brock?
Yeah, I'm back on here, man.
All right, hold on just a minute then. Okay, Cut, you finished, Cut? Yeah, okay, Cut gone. Okay, Brock, go ahead on, man. What you got, man?
Yeah, my bad. I was driving down the road, and I was trying to pay attention. I didn't want to wreck trying to talk. On them races,
I don't want you to do that, man, because, you know, cause if you do wreck, though, I will come get your wife, though, because I like her.
Yeah, that 10-5 outlaw, it's a free entry. $1,000 first place, $300 for second, 100 for semis, guaranteed purse, small block shootout. Is a $100 entry, and I'm gonna add $1,000 on the pot. I got a couple of races locked in. I didn't want to do too much trying to get people to race, you know, with the races so close together and with Cut's race, you know what I mean. So I'm really working on it this week. I got one locked in. I got two more that I'm waiting to hear back from the people. I'm hoping
what is it, Four Boys S10 and Something Evil Mustang. I hope to have them locked up before the next day or so. I'm waiting to hear back from them Something Evil boys. I got Full Moon Mustang locked in with Death Row Mustang and the hardwood floor, the old hardwood floors car. The guy called me that owns the car. He wanted to run Slim or the Wright brothers. Well, Slim
okay,
ain't.
Tell him to watch his goddamn. You better watch yourself, cause Lil Mo looking for him too. So if he get out of goddamn line and they do the right thing, I get Lil Mo down there to go up in his ass.
But yeah, he wanted to run Slim or the Wright brothers, but Slim's car is down right now. So like I posted on Grudge Race, he ain't gonna. I thought he was. He ain't gonna make it. But him and the Wright brothers, so they come down there and they make one good, you know, they wanna make, they ain't run the car since last year. They made a couple of changes, so they wanna make one shakedown pass, they make it down the track, they're going dead on his ass. They said they tired of him selling wolf tickets. So they're gonna let him cash in on one.
Okay, well if you get enough stuff and enough stuff to talk about it and then you don't get it put out, you let me know, call me before Friday. I'll do a little early Friday show for you for about 30 minutes or so and you can put out some more information if you want to. Just give me a call and let me know.
Right, Jim, and also Jim Teachman is going to be there with his 7.5 Camaro, that pretty gold bitch he's got, and he told me.
You see Tony Wright already started running. Don't say that now. Tony Wright getting nervous now.
He said he'll run, you know, I tried to get, I talked with Mike Hill, but he's, you know, he wanted to come. He's got to be somewhere Sunday. I can't remember where it is, but, you know, he didn't want to come all the way down. Yeah, he's got to be in Montgomery Sunday, so he said it was going to be too far to come all the way down here and then go back to Montgomery. But Jim Teachman said he'll run anybody with automatic nitrous permod. They come down there, anybody. He don't care who it is. I tried to get. I called Dawes and crew in there, but they said they were going to Dawes. And
okay,
Jim Teachman
no
said he ain't going around chasing everybody. Said if you know if they want to run, they come down here and run them. He said he ain't got no problem with it. He said he don't care who what car it is.
All right, brother Brock, appreciate it, man.
And look, I appreciate it, dog.
All right.
I'm sure I'll remember something else, so fuck it. I'll call you back later on this week or something.
All right, no problem, Brock. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too, man.
All righty.
All right.
All right, like I told y'all, I got no problem with nobody in the tones there. I know he got a big showdown in Dallas, and like I said, he can come on in and advertise all he wants. I get over to Mr. Jones.
Yeah,
region.
Air code 803-243-1397. I'm sorry,
Okay, I'm sorry I missed you too. That was Mr. Jones, y'all. I was trying to get him a call there. Like I said, he got a big raise down in Darlington. I don't know the specifics on everything because he didn't call and didn't let me know. But if he get back in or somebody get him on, you can bring him on back and I'll take care of him. I'll let him get in. Okay, we done got my little stuff out the way. Hold on a minute. 478, who is the 478 number? Let me see who this is. 478. 478-2190. What's up? Who's this?
This is Wesley Watkins. What's going on, dog?
Hey, what's up, Big West from down the doggone Macon Dragway area? What's up, my brother? What you got on your mind?
I'm just doing a little advertising for my show. I'm having one April the 14th, $5,000 G-Box race.
Okay, that's Mr. Watkins, y'all. We new and upcoming doggone promoting this game. You said it's going to be April the 14th?
April 14th, $5,000. 28-inch
top. Oh, man, Wesley Watkins down there.
Nitrous only.
Oh, now, I thought it was extreme G-Box, but it's going to be nitrous only?
Nitrous only, no turbos.
Okay, all right then, $5,000. I know me and Primetime and all the boys, we're going to be down there trying to get that money then.
Okay, like I said,
I don't know that, yeah, okay.
They're not working in the race, it's nitrous only, 28 inside.
They went out?
I said they're working, the turbos are working to come, but not working to get in the race.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, that's Wesley Watkins, one of the up-and-coming promoters down there at the Macon Drag Strip down there.
Now,
okay, then,
Wesley,
we go along,
Barnes,
we keep on advertising, my brother.
Okay, Jay Barnes will have the money in his hand.
Okay, it's no problem. We know your pot's always right, baby. We know that.
All right, thanks, dog.
All right, no problem, Wesley. That's Wesley Watkins down at Macon National Dragway down there at Macon. Indicut, you wanted something else to say, Indicut?
Oh, yeah, I got Long Island Joe on the phone. He beat me in and said you're trying to get on, so I got him on the phone. Joe.
I'll get to him when I get to him, man. He's jumping the goddamn gun on me. I was told him I'd call him and get him on the show when it's time. It's fucking land. Y'all are pissed me off,
man.
I'm going to call Long Island Joe when it's time here. I got a program to go by. I have to get my shit out of the way first. And I specifically told him he was the last man to call me. So guess what? He the last motherfucker in line because I want to talk to him. And I told him to get his shit together on this small block stuff, too, because a lot of people didn't call and ask me. I was going to do that when I get him. But I ain't finna get him right now. I got some more stuff I got to get off right now. I won't cut your thing off if I ain't got to call him, if he's still on your phone. Y'all just hang on till I finish this other segment I got to go on, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, Long Island Joe, I love you. You curly head. He still got that damn Jerry curl, too. Good grief. All right. Okay, let me go and get my stuff on out of the way, then I get back to the regular programming. All right, as everybody know, I want to say one thing. When Jay Bonds them is having a radio show, I want y'all to say one thing. It's no jealousy, no hate, no nothing right here on Jay Bonds' show. Fact of matter, last night, me and Pro Stock Joe was on the phone. I said, Pro Stock, cut the show off right now, and let's go over there and listen to Jay Bonds' show. Pro Stock Joe cut the show off right then, and we went to listen to Jay Bonds' show. So all the people that's getting on the Internet and everything saying we hating on him and doing this, we not hating on him. We don't care about the shows. The show's going to be what it is. Only thing it is you got to step your game up, and you're a person to listen to the show that they got to listen to. So, Post-Doc Joe, kiss my ass. You know, if you want to say something, you come on the show and say it yourself. Kiss my ass, Post-Doc Joe. Leave me alone. He making me do like he do. Forget his train of thought, but I'm fast him. I can recover better. His head's so big, it take a while for it to roll around his damn head. But anyway, outstanding show that they had last night over there with Mario. But like I said, anybody with these talk shows, the talk shows are great because the host is great. Now, Mario did an excellent job last night on navigating his show. So as long as you got a good navigator, your show will always be good. But anyway, I say this, all that's going to do is have me less work to do. Because tonight I'm going to try to get out of here in an hour. If I can get out of here in an hour, I'm good to go. Then I go rest me an hour, take my pill. No, I ain't going to take my pill because I got to listen to the show tonight still. So I'll take my pill out Jay Bonds' damn show, take my pill, and then I'll be ready to go. Anyway, y'all know about the pill joke. I didn't want to tell nobody about that. But anyway, my show, like I said in the beginning, was about knowledge and learning the game. We still got people out here that I tried to call. I called Jones, and he didn't answer the goddamn phone. I'm going to call him again because the dumbass, if you pay attention to him, no, I'm going to call him again, and he need to pick his damn phone up. I'm calling Jones right now. I'm saying that because Jones was one of the persons in line, but every time, you know, Jones went to that school. Like, man, don't know about that school they went to. They ain't too bright there. He must have pushed the mute button.
Hello?
Jones.
Hey, how you doing?
I ain't going to even bother you today. How you doing, brother? Go ahead and do what you do, bud. Just shoot the phone's open for you, my brother.
Yeah, I was on, but I got clicked off some kind of way. Yeah, we're going to be doing a little grudge race going down on a Saturday in Dalton Dragway, Dalton, South Carolina. And we got some Tony Bynes. He's coming in. I think he's supposed to be locked in with Lethal Weapon, Monte Carlo. And Tony Wright's supposed to be bringing a little Hitler Jr. in there. You know, basically, I don't have all the lock-in races yet. I'm waiting on a few confirmations. Mr. Dodd's supposed to be in there. He's still looking for a race from a Pro Mart, trying to lock something in with him. And we have some, you know, it'll probably be tomorrow or Thursday before I get everything lined up.
All right, no problem, Jones. I'm gonna give you a hint. Now I'm gonna give you a hint because I try to educate you because I'm back to learning now. I ain't the lock-in man. I'm just a straight out man. From now on out, when you know you got a show, Jones, get you some paper and write down everything you want to say, so that way you won't have to stumble through nothing. You know what's going on. That's the advice I'm gonna give you, my brother.
I appreciate that advice.
Man, I ain't trying to dog you because I love you, man. I love
you. Dude, that's that's good coming from you. Most of the time, you know how you do. You do what your name say.
Well, I'm gonna do that anyway. If you don't act right, if you be fucking up, you be fucking up. What I'm trying to say is, if you're a professional, I'm in a professional arena. I'm gonna treat you as a professional arena. When we arguing on somebody else's show, that's a different thing. But all I'm saying is, the best thing for to do, you know, is if you know you got a show, whatever you got going on, I already have it ready, so you don't have to stumble through it though. And if it ain't confirmed or not, don't even really bring it up. Just say you're working on it or whatever, and keep on going, my brother.
Okay, appreciate this,
yeah.
Mike.
But, Sean, what time the gates open down there, brother?
Oh, they're going to open at 11 o'clock.
What time y'all going to start running, man?
Track should be ready around 1.
All righty. Okay, all right, that's Mr. Jones. And where you going to be at, Jones?
Dalton Dragway, Dalton, South Carolina.
All right, my
the
brother.
Legendary
Dalton
Dragway.
Because I know Sweet Willie them got that old damn track hooking like an old damn $2 hook, ain't it?
Yeah, we got a 6-0 race going on a little, you know, for the, some of the little guys that they can't run with the top good car. We're gonna be putting on a little 6-0 race, and if enough 7-0 cars come, probably put on a 7-0 race too.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. All right, Jones, anything else you want to put out, anything, my brother?
No, I'll see you Thursday night down there.
You might see me Saturday too, man. It all depends on, you know. But anyway, okay, Jones. It's nice.
Yeah, I'll be talking to you.
Okay, all right, Jones.
All right.
All right, that's Mr. Jones down there. He got a big race going on down in Darlington. I'm saying they would Brock, but it's about 4, 5, 6 hours apart. They might not affect each other too bad. Anyway, and I'm glad to say that. Like I said, my show is about the knowledge and learning of the game. I'm finna tell y'all a secret that I shouldn't tell, but I'm gonna go and say it. We got certain people that race, just certain people, that do not need to negotiate no race. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, if you want, you know, some people should hire them a PR person to handle their public relations. Some people should hire them a negotiator. I'm gonna put this out here because this is one of my main men, and I done told him 100 times he could have kept me on standby. Johnny Roundtree, better known as Real Tree, don't you never in your life negotiate no more racing, please. You're one of the good fellas in the game, but please, you're not a negotiator. They will twist your ass up. But I gotta say one thing. Y'all know Tony Bryan is the best in the world. In the world, Tony Bryan with the college to twist jokers up. So when you get Tony Bryan to negotiate a race, you better hire you a lawyer or hire you somebody that know what they're doing. Because by the time you get through, Tony Bryan could be a second fast of you. You've been spotted him. That's all I got to say on that, though. So if y'all ain't learned nothing, learn that. Know the knowledge of the game and how to play the motherfucker. Because that negotiation that you did last night, a Real Tree, oh, man, he didn't even put no grease on it. But anyway, I had a lot more to say, but I'm going to go and let Long Island Joe get on in there. Then I'll get to the rest of this stuff later because Long Island Joe got some business to take care of, and I'm going to see what he got going on. Any cuts, you got Long Island standing by?
Yeah, he's here there.
Hey, Joe, what's up, Long Island Joe? What's up, my brother?
What's up, how's everything, dog?
All right. Hey, look here. His phone sound like shit. Won't you just hang him up? Let me call him. Can I call you on your 929 phone number, Joe?
You got it, yeah.
Okay, hang up because you sound like shit on his phone. Just hang that phone up. I'm going to call you.
Okay.
All right. Cut, I'm going to go close your mic. Let me call Long Island Joe here to get this in straight because, like I said, we want to get everything straight. We want to get everything straight. He might have some information for us. And I heard they had a lot of races. I heard Pro Stock Joe, he told the damn truth. Pro Stock Joe told him that they had the track all goddamn day. What the hell was they waiting on about the race now? In some instances, I can say that, especially if it had called for some rain. Now, if it didn't call for no rain, maybe you can do what you want to do. But if it called for a chance of rain and you really want the race, if you let the track all day, what the fuck was you waiting on? All right, let me see. Can I get Long Island Joe? I hope he's smart enough. You know, he's from New York, and he got a Jerry Curl, so he might not know about this modern technology. Damn, a damn grown-ass man with a Jerry Curl. Just tell that asshole I was going to call him. Hey, he should have picked up on the first ring. Now, you see that shit? That's what pisses me off now. That just pissed me the fuck off. I just told that onion-head motherfucker I'm finna call him. Good.
Yes, sir.
How the hell this dumbass don't answer the phone when I just told him I'm finna call him?
I don't know. You know what the number is. Try
I don't goddamn well what the damn number is. I just asked him, did he want me to call me on that number? He said, yeah. And I called him. He ain't answer the damn phone. I'm going to call him again now. Damn. He must have went to school with Johnny. Oh, my Lord. Boy, and I'm trying to be nice tonight. Oh, Jesus Christ. Johnny, I ain't finna mess with you yet, Johnny. You kissed my ass, Johnny.
What's going on, dog?
It's about, why you didn't answer the phone the first time, you Jerry Curl head ass man?
No, I hit the phone and that's when it just went dead. I don't know what the hell happened with you.
He's a Kenny Johnny, man. He's a Kenny Johnny. All right, Joe, you got the phone. You do what you want. Whatever you want to do, what you want me to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, first I'd like to thank all the Long Island boys for coming out at Fayetteville this year. We represented what we're supposed to do. Petey Small Block, Chris Fazen, Theo, and I also got my little race in. We would have got three or four more races in, but the rain hit us. But I know Street King and those guys wanted to get it off. Carolina Killers, they got their little race off. They won. But it's one of those things that it just happened. A lot of people are saying, oh, why did they wait to the last minute? They didn't wait to the last minute. It was seven races off the get-go. But everybody let their car cool down, recharging, was going out there. Everybody was in the lanes. We had five more cars in the lanes right there ready to run. And I got to give credit where credit's due. Chris Fazen took a street car, went out there and ran the Detroit boys. And we won. So they did what they were supposed to do. And April 14th, we'll be back down there to try it again. Another thing is, Buddy Blow went to running his mouth, and I'll let it be known. You guys saw the video, and they were talking all that crap about dogs. But who they were talking about was George Williams. He said he would run George Williams. We said George Williams has a Lenko. They said they don't care. Now they found out that he almost won Shakedown. Now they got a heart attack. So if they decide to get balls, they will scalp Mr. Dobbs and Buddy Blow. So on the 14th, they'll do that. Like they said at 10,000, a Pro Stock Joe was up there yapping off at the list like he was doing something. Well, guess what? I talked to George himself. He said, lock it in. He don't care. So if they want to do it, they got their run. So now
what's this deal with Petey Small Block and Big Ball Factor?
Now, the problem was there was Petey had said, they offered. Now, I'm going to tell you, they offered him something, and I thought Petey was going to do it myself. But they didn't do it. Big Ball Factor did come out there. Petey says he wants to come on the 14th, but his wife is having a baby, so she's doing any minute. If she has that baby before the 14th, he's going to do it on the 14th. If not, he wants them to come either to him on an ACO, which only is a test and tune, or MIR. That's just a test and tune also. But he's willing to do it, either one of those tracks. But if he has to come back down there, he's only going to come on the 14th. So I'm going to just let you know that right now. That was the deal. And Big Ball Factory really did say he would run up on the 14th.
Okay, hold on a minute. Somebody, Pro Stock Joe, got something I think he want to say to you. Hold on a minute. He want me to call him. So I'm going to get him on the phone.
Call that big head bastard.
Oh, shit. Y'all finna start a goddamn wall, but like I said, it's your nickel, my brother.
Yep, you got it.
Joe, quit texting me. I'm finna call you.
Yeah, I'm staying right here. Come on now.
No, I'm talking about Joe. He regular texting me. I can't do it too fast. I ain't got my damn glasses on. Man, y'all can this shit heated up today. I plan on being out here early so I can goddamn it relax. Y'all trying to work the hell out of me. All right, Joe, I'm calling you now, Pro Stock Joe. Oh, Lord, that goes. Oh, Lord, I see Snipe on here. I got to get Snipe on. I got to block the dance, too. I got to bring when I bring Snipe on. Johnny, I ain't forgot you, Johnny.
Hey, dog.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
All right.
Joe's on the phone. Y'all go ahead.
Now, you tell that dude from South Carolina with the Jerry curl that,
Hey, Pro Stock, I'm going to stop you for a minute. Just stay there for a minute, Joe. Don't say nothing yet. Hold on a minute, Joe. Hold on just a sec.
It's not a date. It's my daughter's birthday. I cannot race that date.
And
no problem.
Therefore, we can't race that date. That's why the negotiation stopped. If Mr. Williams, who I know very well, would like to race, will be in Darlington this weekend if he can make it. And
he
we'll
can't
run
make
straight
it.
Out the trailer. Straight out the trailer.
We're not doing straight out the trailer. All we listen, I don't care. We ain't doing no straight out the trailer. We'll run you any other way, but we ain't doing no straight out the trailer. Another thing is, I'm going to come down. I know it ain't going to be Darlington this time, but I promise you, I already said we were going to make a trip down to Ronnie Sutton's track, Darlington. I promise you, before 2 months from now, that we will run you guys. And we don't care if it's the Alanavi car or the other car. Heads up.
Okay.
I promise you that. But I want to do it.
I'll fulfill the promise back, okay?
And I promise you.
Talking right now, it's just
yeah.
That
well, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what happened. Buddy Blow came over there, and the guy was saying about the car, and that wasn't what the car was. But I'm willing to do any track. But I tell you the track I would like to do it, and I'm telling you right now because he's a hometown guy, and that's Ronnie Sides' track at Darlington at the house. Darlington
well,
track. I will promise you on that track.
We would like
I will
to do
it
there,
too.
That's a good track, and we'd like to do it there, too. So maybe we'll do it at another date. But realize you got a lot of people from y'all's crew talking junk, too. So it's
well,
fun,
that,
and that's
no, you don't have to worry.
We don't have no problem with it.
No, we don't have no problem. We're ready to get back. We're willing to – everybody's willing to put the money up, and we don't care about what. Sky's the limit. It don't matter. That's what's going on right now. So if you say 20, it's going to be 20. That's how it's going
well,
on, right?
We're not real big bettors, so you know
well,
you can call 20
if you left.
So
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Style,
we wanted to run. Buddy was the one that said that he's willing to put in. He's willing to
you
do
know,
it.
Let me ask you a question, Long Island Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Buddy's got? Do you think Buddy Blow's got 20,000 to bet?
Well, he got his big head Buddy over there ready to bet.
Okay.
Talking all the garbage. Not you, Sniper. You're cool, but I just happen to see the big fake. Always talking about somebody's a fake ass racer, or he's a fake ass better because he went out there putting
okay.
no video up like he's doing
remember
something.
Remember this though. Just remember this, Long On Joe. We're cool, and ain't no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
On your side, listen real quick. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
You got people on your side talking trash too. Meanwhile, we've been.
But
we're
gonna back it up.
We've been doing it for the last 3 years, and Mr. Williams hadn't been to a track in Grudge Race with us yet, or anybody else within the Grudge Racing community. So
hold on.
I feel
hold
like we have a little room there.
Hold on a minute. I just muted Sniper Mike, and I just muted Long Island Joe Mike. Y'all got to remember, when one talking, the un got to be quiet so we can hear what they said. Long Island Joe, let them finish first, because you butting in on everybody. And Sniper, y'all got to whatever. I'm finna open your mics back up, but I had to say that because y'all ain't listening. We can't hear nothing neither one of y'all said. So I'm finna open it back up. Long Island Joe, your mic back open. I had to close y'all mic to say that. We can't hear y'all.
Okay,
one
no
y'all
problem.
People.
Go ahead, Sniper. Go ahead, Sniper. You can finish.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying this. Hey, give us a little leeway. We've been gambling and racing every team that's been out there, and we're willing to race you guys too. Just can't make that date. Give us a little leeway. We've never been known to be no $20,000 race better. So, you know, 5 to 10 is where we're at. So you got to know that. You come in wanting to bet 20, it might not happen. Now, regardless of what anybody else said, I'm telling you like it is now. But we are willing to do the race. It is possible. When there's a date, y'all can be available. We go to most all the grudge races. So.
All right. Sniper, let me jump in behind you with that. Now, for those South Carolina folks with the Jerichos and all the rest of that graduating class of 1967, here's what I want y'all to know, right? First of all, y'all ain't been on the scene. Y'all ain't been racing nobody. And you come out and you say, we got a Winco car, which you know that the whole grudge pro mod world runs with automatic cars with one very small exception, but we don't care about that guy, and that's the 5-speed guy from Georgia. He gets his ass beat regular. And just like y'all will when y'all come out here, this is a different kind of world. So first of all, you know, get your facts straight, get your story straight. Now you want to come out here, you want to start negotiating, then negotiate all the way. You want to tell the story, tell the whole story. You said a man had an objection. A man had an objection to your Lenko. You said, you know what? You got what you bought. Man said, fine. He said, okay, take your Lenko. We're running straight out the trailer. Then you guys started bitching up and backing down and eating your damn tail fast as you could.
So when you finish, let me know, Pro Stop. Are you finished yet? Are you finished telling your lies now? Are you finished telling
jump
your
in.
Lies?
Jump in, Senor Jericho.
Just tell me that you're finished telling your lies, because everybody know who Pro Stop Joe is, a big-ass, fake-ass liar.
So when you finished yet?
Well, everybody saw the video. Everybody saw the video. Everybody saw the video.
Yeah, but you didn't see the first part when this man is talking. You can get Buddy Blow. Before it was already started, I said, Buddy, he's got a link on. I don't give a damn. Okay. So you wasn't even there, but you come on to tell the end of the story because you want to act like he's part of GRF. F of GRF. But I say it the same way like Tony Wright do. Long Island coming in the house and go bust in the house. You best believe that.
Long Island ain't been busting shit and ain't gonna bust shit.
You say what you want to say, Mr. Pro Stock Joe, because all they do is call you Slow Stock Joe over here. So we ready to roll, and we'll be at Ronnie's side of this track. The only way we'll run, Darlington, Englishtown, that's it. Done deal.
6436 and Maryland, your line is open also. Y'all go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, so whenever Ronnie Sider tells me it's a good event, I will promise you, we will do it.
And how do you see that I came on the tail end? The guy, whoever Gilligan was, he grabbed me by the arm as I was walking past. I knew nothing
you
about
the
situation.
The
he grabbed me. Yo, dude, we got a rule. Got a rule. Wait till I finish. Gilligan grabbed me by the arm, okay? Gilligan said, I want to run Cobbs or Dobbs or whatever. I said, word? Let's roll. We went over, got Buddy Blow. We began the conversation. The first thing he said was, I got a Linko. First thing Buddy Blow said, we don't run Linkos. We run automatics. Man said, you got what you bought. Long story short, and Buddy Blow said, okay, fine. If you got what you got, he made a phone call, we'll run you straight at the trailer, all right? So then old Gilligan and Marianne and the professor started backing up. So, you know, those are the facts.
Okay, I'm going to give you the facts because you don't know, see. Before anything happened, it was right at the start line. We was on the side over there. And you want to call Buddy Blow, you can call Buddy Blow. But sometimes I think you believe your lies, so you ain't going to never.
Okay, wait a minute. How am I telling a lie if I wasn't there? If I wasn't there, how am I lying?
You was not there before the first conversation, which you guys want to film to make yourself look good. But let's just say, before the film, it was said, and I told Buddy Blow, he's got a Linko, and that was it, because Buddy tried to bet me. I said, he's got a Linko, so he's not in your class. Buddy Blow said, F of Linko. Uh-oh. And that's what started it. So don't get your stuff facts all straight before you get twisted. That's
hey,
why
Long
I
Island,
said they want to race. They want
to
race.
I never said that didn't happen. I don't know if it happened. All I know is when I got involved. Okay, fine. I don't dispute that. I did never disputed that. I only said, how are you going to say that I'm lying? I said once I got involved, that's all I can tell from the point where I got involved. And when I got involved, Buddy Blow said Buddy Blow had an objection to the man's link up until he said, you know what, we will neutralize that by running straight up the trailer.
You came along. That was it. That was all. But we ain't coming
okay, but tell me where the lie. Where's the lie?
That because you're trying to say it was happening the first time when you was talking on the film, the video. It was not. It was way before then. What happened was said, and Buddy said it. Buddy came drew it on a little Camaro that was out there with the what's his name? Dobbs' car. He called it the Dragon. He brought on a back half Camaro. I said, yo, Buddy, come on. He thinks they don't have nothing like that. I said, we got a car for you. And that's how it started. And I said, Buddy, they got a Linko. It's not no like yours. It ain't fair. Said, we don't give a damn. Uh-oh. That was it.
Well, I guess that's the South Carolina version, but okay, good enough.
Not South Carolina. I'm from Long Island. Just get it right. I don't know where you're from. You might be from Rikers Island. So she's on the big island. Shit. That's all I was.
Johnny, your mic open, Johnny.
Yeah, go. No.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, my brother?
I don't know now. They got the argument going on. If you ain't got nothing to say about that argument, just wait to speak to me in a little while. But what's up, bro?
No, I just called to holler at you. That's all. All
right, well, hold on a minute then. 301-6436. Your mic open too, though. Joe, y'all see you, both Joe's and Sniper, y'all finished?
Well,
you know what? Sniper is driving the car. Sniper knows you got my number, Sniper. If you got to get in touch with Dog, me, anything, I'll get in touch with you. We can do this.
Okay. I'll just let you know that we are interested in racing you guys. So there is a possibility for that to happen. Whether you know, sure, we'd like to do it straight off the trail and you don't. So now that's where the negotiation starts. We'll work from there. I mean, you could do that, you know, individually.
Okay.
So,
sounds good.
Hey, Dog.
Okay, hold on a minute. Long Island Joe, you it's your nickel, so if you finish, I mean, you take much time as you want to.
I'm all good. And on April 14th, I do got a show down there at Red Springs, and everybody's coming back. And there's a lot of races that didn't get off that they want to get back off. So they're definitely out. And there's a new G-Body car that's coming out. I don't want to say his name yet, but hopefully it'll be there ready to debut, his first debut with the car. But it should be pretty good. I mean, we're looking for runs. There are definitely runs coming out. I know Big Ball Factor will be in the house. So if Petey has a baby earlier than the 14th, Big Ball Factor, you'll have your run.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Long Island. I appreciate you everything, man. You know I love you like a brother because you're just like a brother to me. But anything else you want to put out, because I know you're supposed to be coming this way. I ain't going to say it on air, but you're supposed to be coming this way to see me about a little, some work, right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, then. I have my man standing by waiting on you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
All right, anything else you want to do? Do you need me to cut you off?
Well, you can say it. It don't matter. You can say it. I'm coming down there to put the nitrous on after next one.
Okay, well, you know, I can't talk about okay. First, I do, but that's the number one rule. I got to follow his rules. He said some good rules on certain shit.
Mm-hmm. There's no
okay.
problem. Okay.
All right,
hey,
so.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
To the two Pro Mod teams, aren't they scheduled to be at the same track at the same time, May 27th?
Who is this here, Pete?
Nah, this ain't Pete.
This is 6436, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. He asked y'all a question. Go ahead. Ask the question again so they can hear you.
Aren't these two teams supposed to be at the same track at May 27th in Maryland?
Well, from what I'm hearing, I'm not sure, but this is what I'll tell you. The people that bet the money, that's why they want to make it either at one event or the other. When we go to the track, we basically go together. Just like how Tony Bonds and Dog might argue and fuss and fight, when we come to the track, we're going together. And basically, we'll be together on that. I'm not saying everybody can make May, because a lot of us guys work on Saturday, so we got to make it a day where everybody can make it. We actually plan it. That's how we plan in the cuts race in the beginning of the year, and that's how we plan April 14th. We all get together, and we take the day off, and we go. So that's what I'm not going to say they'll be there, and then they don't have the money, or the guys won't be ready to bet. So we all get together, and we make a deal together. So basically, honestly, tell you the truth, it's Darlington. Because that is our home guy, one of our home people, and we want to show him some love towards his track. So we want to go back to Darlington and want to take care of that.
Oh, any cut, your mic is open, cut.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big ball. Big ball.
Who's this?
Big ball.
Big ball backer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was just going to call you, man. You on in the cut phone?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead, ball. Go ahead, man. I was just going to call you. Go ahead.
What is the deal? When can we get this clown in the lights?
Long Island Joe, I think he's talking to you, Long Island.
Well, big ball factor, like I told you, I know Petey's got a baby on the way, so he don't want to really come all the way back. He don't want to promise you for sure, but if he knew if the baby comes earlier, he's going to be there on the 14th. If not, if you want to come, like he told you, you gave him a couple dates, he says he can do those two dates. Now, if you want to lock in for those two dates, he will do it.
I want to lock in right now.
Okay, all you have to do, you mind if I call up him right now?
No, go ahead.
Oh, can I try to make a phone call to you and get a three-way call right quick?
Yeah, you can do anything you want. It's your number. You can do anything you want.
Hold on one second.
Call Big Ball Factor. He saved me a damn call.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait on you, baby. We'll wait on you. We ain't got no problem. That's what the show's about. Shit, we'll have a special show to lock in some way y'all trying to lock in. Because, see, on that internet, with people, one person saying something, then he come back and saying something. We don't know who the hell lied or who telling the truth. Let them get on the phone and talk to each other as long as they fucking want to. Sniper, you got anything else you want to say, Sniper?
No, I think it's pretty obvious. We stated our claims, you know. A lot of this, be honest, starts from sideline people. I'm not calling their names in the sideline people. I'm just keeping it real. A lot of this arguments and fussing starts on sideline people because there's a good chance I'll be at the same track with the people you guys are talking about. And then
All right, Sniper, hold on, because that was going to be part of my segment. So don't go nowhere, Sniper. Okay, Long Island, you got him on the phone?
I got him on here.
All right, go ahead, Bob. You and Petey, go ahead.
Yo, Petey, you on? Yo, Petey.
Yo, yo.
You're online. You're on Dog Show.
What's going on?
I got Big Bone Factor said you want to lock in for one of your dates that you said. I mean, what
he
said.
All right, so either the 31st or the 1st. What do you want to lock in for?
I can do the 1st at Mir, or I can do the 14th at Red Springs.
The 1st where?
The 1st at Mir.
M-I-R.
The 14th. Yeah, M-I-R. On the 1st or the 14th at Joe's show.
You're playing games. You're not even for real, dude.
No, there's no games here.
I told you about the 14th, so that's not working. And then when we talked last night, I told you that I'm a DP man for a race on the 1st at ACCO. I said, so I could either race you an MIR on Saturday the 31st, or I could race you an ACCO on the 1st. So now you're just picking two dates that aren't even possible. So either you want to race or you don't. You can do Saturday
your man,
MIR,
just,
and I'm
going
to trail you like I did that Red Slope shit.
Man, say what?
I said, meet me on the 31st at MIR. I'm going to track the trail of you like I did that Red Slow shit.
You got good luck with that.
Yeah, I got good luck. You got good luck with Skinny Man spinning down the track.
Well, hey, it is what it is.
Exactly.
I'm not 100% that I can get the mirror. I can get the mirror on the 1st, but I don't know about the 31st.
And you might as well just drive the extra way and just come to ACCO and we'll do it at ACCO on the 1st.
You said your wife's supposed to have a baby, right?
Yeah, no, I told
the
you. The 14th,
somewhere around that time?
Yeah, she's due the middle of April, yep.
Okay. Why don't we wait till around the 1st and lock that in? If it happens, we can do it. If it don't happen, we ain't got to do it.
But the 1st is like 2 weeks away. Let's just lock in right now for either the 1st at ACCO or the 31st at MIR.
I'm not going to ACCO.
So then just come the 31st and we'll do it at MIR.
I don't know if I can make it the 31st. I can make it the 1st.
Yeah, like I said.
The 1st, you can't make it because you gave him the other dates. And the 1st, they got the big race going on ACCO. That's the reason why they already locked in for money. That's why I said that.
There's a money race going on, and I'm a DP man for it, so I'm going to be at ACCO on the 1st. But I can lock you in the 31st for MIR. That's what I told you last night, so that's why I don't know why you even going back and saying this, because I told you all this last night, and you were
understood everything. This is what your man just said a minute ago. This is what Joe just said a minute ago. This is what I'm saying. So I'm not sure on the 31st. I'm not 100%. I'm not going to lock in something, and I'm not going to be there.
All right, that's understandable.
I'm not going to sell wolf tickets. If I tell you I'm coming, and I lock my money, and I'm going to be there, win, lose, or draw.
All right, so when do you know if you'll be able to make it to 31st?
We'll lock in within the next week.
Within the next week?
That way you might know a little bit closer if maybe you can make it to Red Springs. So I'd rather do you there.
Yeah.
I tell y'all what, y'all get with Endicott, y'all get with Long Island Joe or whoever y'all got to get with, and if y'all want to do it live so everybody can hear it, let me know and I'll do a special 30-minute show for y'all so y'all can talk it out.
Let's get this DP stuff worked out before we get off the phone.
All right.
Okay. I don't know how y'all do it up there. But if you're talking about running for 10 dimes, how are you going to lock in $1,000 on 10,000? I mean, that's crazy.
That's what we, up here, we usually just do 10% of the pot. But like I told you, whatever. If you want to do, we'll do 25 on 15. That's cool.
Well, I mean, I ain't got no race for sale here. So I mean, we ain't going
to
go that route.
So what do you want
to do? I asked you what you wanted to run for. You said you wanted to run 10. I said I'll run you for 2 on 5. If you want to run for 25 on 10, I'll do that. But I'm not going to lock in $1,000 to spend $1,000 to go out there and get nothing. I mean, that's retarded.
Yeah, you're telling me. I locked in for $400 to come all the way down there this weekend, you know? But I guess if you really want to race, you do what you got
to
do, right?
So, race cowboy on feet. I mean, that's you. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I guess if you really want to race, these are the things you do, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I really want to race. That's a fact. I mean, I've been trying to get at you for a while.
All right, well, here's your chance.
Well, let me ask you a question, y'all. Y'all can't split it in the middle because if the DP the only thing keeping y'all from racing, that don't make much sense, fellas.
He's not going to keep us from racing. We just got to come to the agreement for the 30. If he could do it on the 31st, I'll lock in 25 on 10.
Okay, there you go. Okay, all right.
Give me 7 days to work it up.
All right, you got it.
All right.
Okay, now if y'all want to go pull it with it, good. If y'all want to battle in it, it's good. It's however y'all want to do it. If I can help either one of y'all, just let me know what y'all want me to do.
All right, you got it.
Y'all just want to sell it among yourself. I'm still good with that. I just want to see that race or hear about it or whatever. That should be a good one.
All right, you got it. Don't forget, this isn't my car. It's my man Minimi's car. So Minimi's back in the game.
We're talking the orange car that you ran in Fayetteville.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just giving my man his props. It ain't my car. I just drive it. I'm giving my man his props.
Well, Pete, tell us who he is.
His name's Minimi from the Dodge.
He's back in the game. He's been out of the game. What's the deal?
He was out the game for like the last 7 years. He used to street race with us. He was on top. He had an all-motor car. Now he's back in the game, and he's coming back right on top where he left off.
Okay.
Big Ball, is that satisfactory with you and Petey? Did y'all work it out a little bit late on this week?
That's great with me.
Y'all got anything else to say? Go ahead and say it. If you don't, man, that's got something accomplished. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right. I'll make sure I give you a call, and you can put it on the air when it goes.
Well, see, if they work it out and everything, you know, like I said, all you do is post it on the internet. They watch the internet just like they listen to these damn shows. I mean, if they got nothing, see what Snipers just been saying. I'm going to bring Snipers back on. What messes up a lot of damn races is the damn two people that ain't got a damn thing to do with it. The people on the outside always talking. So, Sniper, go ahead and tell them what you was going to say about this outside shit. Don't y'all go nowhere yet. Tell them about this outside influence.
Yeah, I wanted to jump right in right when that was just happening because Big Ball Factor heard what somebody else just said just now on the phone, and it confuses things. And you know, I'm friends with Pro Stock, but Pro Stock jumps in and says some things that could confuse things, and he didn't confuse nothing. But you see, people that aren't really putting the money up for these races, doing a lot of the negotiations and talking is what ruins a lot of races from ever happening. And you know, the bottom line is, I was just going to say, I'll probably see George William III on Friday, and we could discuss a race. But see, it's not him that's really wanting the race. It's some other people that just want to put some money up, which is fine, and that can still happen that way. But that's how things get so out of whack. You know, who knows the stories that come and go both ways because of the sideline people, you know, boost stuff up. Sometimes they help races get going, and sometimes they really hurt them. That's all I had to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
Real quick. Congratulations to Petey Smallblock, my man up there in New Jersey, man. I watched the video, man.
Long Island.
That looked really good.
Long Island.
I'm sorry, from Long
Island. Petey's from Long Island.
But, hey, props to you, man. That was a good-looking run there, and I know y'all just bought that car out, man. I had a lot of fun watching that video.
Okay.
I'm going to say one more thing. Is Big Ball, you still on the phone, Big Ball?
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm going to say something because, like I said, my show is about knowledge. And if it's something that if you come up, I'm going to bring it up, whether people like it or not. But I want to ask you a question. Is your man, does he speak for you? Because what he's saying is he say a lot of shit that's kind of invoking when it don't need to be invoking. Not trying to say he's a bad guy for the game, but he says some shit that invokes shit that don't need to be invoked. So can he speak for you, or he just speaking on his own?
Well, ends with us.
Huh?
Yeah, if controversy that I don't know about, you got my number. I mean, final decision on anything is me. I mean,
okay, Big Ball, whoever phone Big Ball on, he break it up. Big Ball, we can't hardly hear you, but I think what Big Ball is saying is you make the final decision. Is that right, Big Ball?
That's right.
Okay. All right, well, Petey, Long Island Joe, Big Ball Factor, Sniper, we glad we got some of that shit cleared up.
Yes.
Anybody got anything else before I hold up some more phones?
Yeah. I got one quick thing.
Okay.
I got one quick thing to say about that because what he just said was also another real true statement that I hope people listen to for the Knowledge Show is that, see, he's going to have the final say on it. So for a bunch of other people to talk, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And while it's a sticky situation because you got people that are really rooting for you, okay, the other people that are speaking up are really rooting for us. And they're sometimes even betting some money with us. But ultimately, they're going to need the decision from myself or Mr. Dobbs to make that call and Big Ball's Factor ultimately. So if you just get all the middlemen out of the way, once the race negotiations start and they're hot and heavy, need to get the real people to the phones and face to face to make this stuff happen better.
Hey, let me see what this is. I think this might be Big Willie or Sweet Willie. 631-4907.
Yeah, this is Sweet Willie. What's happening?
Yeah, I know you want to get in there. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I was just going to straighten some things out, and Snipers basically said everything that I was going to say. But so let me clear. I just got off the phone with George Williams. And first of all, if anybody knows George Williams, he's incapable of yelling. I have never heard that man yell in 20 years. So he never yells. But I also saw that video, Sniper, and between Buddy Blow and Pro Stock, okay, they blew it up to race. And they thought that they had a race, but George didn't know anything about it. Now, on your part and stuff, you're the heavyweight champion of the world. I know already that there are two people that don't want to be named right now and stuff to try to give you some action on Saturday, okay, for that that championship belt. But George Williams is coming. But like you said, he didn't say any of those things, but he will race. You know, he will race. And stuff, and he's a good guy, but he's a quiet guy. You couldn't make him yell. You know,
Willie, we said nothing about the yelling. It was just one of those things how they perpetrated that with that video, and that wasn't right. I know it wasn't right because I was standing right there when it first started out.
Yeah,
so
I saw
it.
And Sniper, I don't know, Sniper, if you saw the video or not and stuff, but they all sort of ganged up on Michael Bagley. You know, I know all the players, okay, so they all kind of ganged up on Michael Bagley, and they were yelling and screaming, and he really had no defense. I felt sorry for him. But the bottom line is George is coming to Darlington. He will race. You know, I don't know what kind of money he's going to want to gamble for or anything and stuff, but I know he won't run out the trailer. It's a new car, and he's working and testing on it. And I'm pretty satisfied that you're going to have some kind of action for your
car. Now, Willie, I'm just letting you know right now, what they were talking about wasn't the new car. They were talking about running the Lenko car. So that's what we did.
No, I know that. I know that. They were talking about running George Williams' car.
I heard exactly what Buddy Blow said. Yeah,
Buddy Blow pretended to call Dobbs on the phone and said that he got the authority and stuff. He was going to do something stupid. He was going to give George the rear tire. So I saw the video. If you see the video,
I wish I had locked his head in.
You know, so all I'm telling you is George is not a yellow. I'm pretty sure that George has the final say on what happens on his car. He is coming to Darlington to run. There are two other promos that want to stay nameless. You know, I tried to beg them to come out and stuff, but they said that they're going to be quiet and that they're going to show up and they're going to try to give the heavyweight champion a run for his money.
Okay, Willie, hold that thought. Let me see. I got a couple calls that have been on here for a minute. I don't like to just do that and jump, but I just know some numbers. Let me see if this is 770-034.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Who is this? Tight Man?
One and only.
Okay, damn, I didn't know that was you, man. I'm sorry to keep you calling on a different number. 68831, what's up?
Oh, they say that. That's race stopping language Sniper using guy to promo call straight out the damn trailer.
Hey, dog, can I jump in here?
Let Sniper respond to that. Tight Man, that's not race stopping. That's smart race gambling. To run a clutch car is really race stopping to start with, okay? I'm not out here trying to run clutch Lenko cars. And we're not actively going after George Williams, okay? We don't know who George – well, I said, I know George Williams very well. And
as much as you stay on the internet, you know who George is.
Let me finish. I'm talking about the Dobbs crew doesn't even know who the guy is, doesn't even know if he exists, okay? I know him personally. He's a great guy, and Willie, I know him very well, and he's a great guy. You're exactly right. He's smiling. All I ever see the guy do is smile. That's why I find this so hilarious, and that George Williams didn't even know none of this was even going on, because this is why the sideline stuff – causes problems, okay? How do you think the Dobbs crew came up with even offering to race this car? Obviously, someone from that crew was threatening them with the car, okay? It's you guys can turn it how you want it. It doesn't matter. We will race. You call it Tight Man. You want to call race stopping, you call it what you want. You get out there with an automatic car and run a clutch car.
Hold on for a minute.
That's your
okay, Sniper, I want you to stand by. You, unfortunately, you got yourself into this, so you got to stand by for a minute, though. I want you to stay here because – got something else to ask you, but let's first start Joe going and say what he got to say. Go ahead, Joe. He's been quiet. Let him go ahead, Joe.
All right. Listening to all the rhetoric, all the back and forth. Okay, let me say this. It's just entertainment. At the end of the day, it's just entertainment. Those guys at the track, they pull me into something. We started mouthing off, and that's what we do at the track. You always see that at the track. That's always going to happen. That's never going to stop. Now, when serious negotiations start taking place, Sniper's right. Time for the sideline guys to back up. But instigating a race, that's always going to happen, always has, always will. That's how a lot of races get started. So to take it out of context and say that, it is more than what it is, then, that's a little bit, that's a far stretch. So, but the second piece is that in drag racing, anything is negotiable. Anything is negotiable. So if I want to say, and like you talked about a minute ago, some guys don't have standing to book races because they don't know how to do it very well. And by the same token is that if those guys had agreed to run straight out of the trailer, and again, it's a defense mechanism. One guy will say something that he knows the other guy's not going to agree to. Most automatic cars will not run a clutch car. All right, for you to say I want to race your clutch car superior with a superior advantage, a heads up race, and when you say you got what you bought, when you say that, okay, fine, then you open yourself up for the other side. The other side is okay. Well, I'll run you straight out of the trailer. You're supposed to be a good tuner, so you can say it either way. You know what I mean? So I mean, at the end of the day, it's just entertainment, not that serious.
All right, go ahead, Ty.
Only thing I want to tell Joe with all that good ass sermon there, don't call nobody else on your show when they make a stiff or something. Don't you tell now another motherfucker they race stopping because you sat your big head ass up there and you knew, just like you said, you knew they wasn't gonna go for it. So that's race stopping language, and that race ain't gonna happen straight off the trailer, and you stood by. I'm the only one that said something. Snipe, I ain't being a hater. I just made a point.
Anybody has the right to protect their money. If you're going to tell me I got to run a clutch car, I'm going to tell you I got to run straight at the trailer. Those are two even. Those are even. They wash.
Dog, can you mute first talk to Mike for a second?
I'm going to mute him in touch. I'm going to see y'all. I told you, my show's about knowledge. Post talk and Snipe, man. I got to mute both y'all. Not to be nasty, but to make a point. I didn't want Sniper to answer the question because on my show I feel it's about knowledge. I didn't want Sniper to answer the question. I want you to be quiet too for a minute. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to be all mics back up. And I'm going to answer the question because I'm the judge today. I might not be right, but I'm the judge because I'm going to answer from a wide variety of what you call me. If you can get doggone, got your car good enough to run straight off the trailer, and you ask a guy to run straight off the trailer, if he do it, that's on him. That's not race-stopping language. I don't give a damn what kind of car you got. Because some guys got a car, big tires, little tires, or whatever kind of tires. The small tire guys is the one catch more hell running out the trailer. But if you got a damn car that you feel comfortable enough about running out the trailer, then ain't nothing wrong with you asking it. If the dumb ass fall for it, that's on him. Now, that's the correct answer. Now, I'm going to open Tyke Man Mike back up, and I'm going to open Post-Doc Joe Mike back up. Y'all can argue all y'all want to. We got to hear y'all arguing one at a time.
Okay, let me just say what people don't know. The phone call that Buddy Blow made was to me. He couldn't get
over
me.
Everybody's mic is back open.
And I made the comment that we'll run a clutch car straight off the trailer. Not because I didn't think that they would do it. That wasn't Joe's decision. That wasn't Sweet Potato's decision. That was my decision because at this time they didn't even tell me what clutch car was. I only did a gamble that I thought I could win. Okay, and I don't know that I can win that race, but I still gamble.
Are you saying Joe went wrong, or what are you saying? Because I don't
whatever
know really
Joe
what y'all are talking about. You saying
opinion,
Joe was right,
and Joe,
was Tyke
Joe,
Man right. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is it's funny that Tyke Man's, what he's saying here is that we were race stopping, okay? Okay, we're not race stopping. We're trying to make races we can win, as well they are. That's
okay,
great right, negotiating. It's not race stopping.
Tyke? Like
that. Yeah, dog. But now, Close Talk Joe told Mike he should run Jeff, and he's a clutch car, close to the damn 84 or something on the board. But Close Talk Joe told Mike Hill he should run him.
what does that have to do with that? I don't really see. This is back to the
sideline.
I'm just saying. That's why we got to talk to the kids.
Hold on, Sniper. I'm part of a damn camp. We already got you locked in, buddy. So now you keep on talking and you're going to get that motherfucking 69.
Well, put up a deposit. Don't talk me to death.
I ain't cutting nobody, Michael, but I just played some music since I can't hear y'all nowhere. I want to add some more shit into it.
That's right, dog.
I was going to be nasty and cut down one of y'all off, but y'all motherfuckers got some good arguments. We can't hear you. Y'all just got them arguing together. So go ahead. Everybody's mic that was open still open. Ain't nobody's mic closed.
Boy, this is leading up for a good race down in Macon. That's all I can tell you. I love it, though. We're going to add two or three cars to our camp. Two or three more cars. I like how these camps grow and spread and change every week. I like it.
Right. Okay. Sweet Willie, you still on the phone, Sweet Willie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I don't want all y'all to be quiet. Now, you heard my definition of when they said Sniper could run off the trailer now. Give me your definition of that. Is that race stopping or is that just smarter? Give me your definition. I want to hear from your side now.
No, listen, I understand the logic behind that. He has, on paper, an inferior car to a Lincoln car. And so he was trying to level the plane, knowing that most time that the clutch car is going to have to make way more adjustments than you can make with an automatic. So the advantage that he was trying to get, he was trying to leverage that if he could make George Williams run out of the trailer and not have a chance to adjust that clutch, that he had a better shot of winning because the automatic is pretty standard. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that was race stopping. I think in that particular case, he was trying to level the field that the clutch car had over his automatic.
All right, don't nobody talk. Tyke Man, did you learn anything or do you still stick by it was race stopping, Tyke Man?
Hey, dog, I knew the race wasn't going to happen. Everybody, I've been around this shit long enough to know that a clutch car has got to make a pass. And most of the time, the first time they make a shakedown, they don't get down. So I understand what Sniper was doing. I just pointed it out that we have heard in the past, if somebody say something like that, that we know a party's not going to agree with, we got a certain talk show host that tells everybody that's race-stopping language.
All right,
you
got it.
Do you agree with that?
At Post Office Joe, you on the phone. Joe. Defend yourself, Post Office Joe. Don't nobody else send him but Joe if he on the phone. Joe, you on the phone. Because I didn't see where he dropped it. His mic is still open.
I'm just trying to man all the goddamn week.
Just told you to shut the fuck up. Post Office Joe, you didn't want to talk, Post Office.
I'm just trying to man all the week.
Okay, that's Johnny. Okay. Post Office Joe must have fell off or something. He ain't answered. All right, go ahead, Johnny. Now you can say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I'm going to side with our tight man with his ugly ass for a change.
All right, you side with him, probably because Tony Wright can't bust a grape. That's probably why you side with him.
Hey, look here. Damn you, dog. But
I'm just calling it the way it is.
Hey, dog, listen to this. You know, that goes back to the same thing I was preaching all year about these new cars wanting to run the old cars, same situation.
No, they ain't. We were talking about, that wasn't no same shit, Janet. That was just that the Sniper feel like he comes in his car, get out of track. So, shit, he going to take a chance on doing that if the other dumbass fall for
it. It's still, dog. The thing is, it's still getting a damn advantage, you dumb fucker.
Well, okay, Johnny, you get an advantage, too. If you take your little dick out now and put it in the freezer, you have an advantage because it might be froze by the time you get your sushi.
I doubt it.
Everybody.
Anyway, anybody got anything else about learning? Tonight is about learning. And I'm going to say this another thing. I was on the internet, you know, and I was trying to scribble a little shit. People didn't know what I was doing. They jump on Post Office Joe for that, too. He just do it in a rougher way than I do. I was trying to scribble a little shit. So I told him, the guys was, as everybody know, the photo was hurt. So, you know, we had a little shootout over there. So, we got the photo fixed now. We think it's sneaky anyway. It's running better now. So we call out a couple of runs. Guy came on the phone on the internet and said, "God damn, he had a took it to Abby's. It'd have been running on all cylinders." Okay. Then he come back and call me an old crippled bitch and all that. No problem. My point I'm trying to make is how you do shit. So I mean by learning the game. Now if you want, he came back and told me he was just promoting Abby's shop. Okay, so what he should have did is just that he had to mention that if I had took my car to Abby's, that it would still be running, because whoever did fix my car, then that mean they ain't worth a shit. That's basically what he's saying. Little did he know, he just put his motor back in there too, so his motor must have blowed up too, so who fixed it? Let's go to the show. Do not talk about a person's business when we're talking about these grudges, regardless of who put who motor together, who built who transmission, or who did that. Leave that shit out of our arguments, because that's a man's business. So basically what I'm saying is learn how to talk shit. Don't talk shit about a man's business, because like I said, the man that put my motor together, and if it busts, then you talking about him. Just say, hey, Abby did a good job on my motor, and I'm glad I got Abby to do my motors, because Abby does my motors too. So do the little motor. So do the Fulton boys. Shit, everybody ride and do motors. I go to whoever is available to get me the quickest now, as long as I believe in them. So that's another knowledge. Sniper, break that down to what I just said to make it sound right.
You said it pretty good, dog. I mean, you said it pretty good. It's just everybody's trying to get an advantage. You know, that's why you gamble and bet big money on races, because you feel like you have some kind of advantage. You may not have a performance advantage. You may think you have an outwit advantage, or you might be better on the tree, or you might know the track better. I mean, at the end of the day, Type Man and all these people are good for racing, okay? And while we argue and fuss, we're doing this because we enjoy it. You know, y'all want to know what's funny? Me and Type Man get at each other, and then sometimes we call on the phone and we actually talk about it afterwards and laugh about it. We do it for our crews, and, you know, we do it for fun, but we're really serious competitors and we want to race. And obviously, he got a little salt in his wound from that beating we put him on in Florida, and I understand. Hey, it's still it ain't healed up yet. It ain't healed up yet.
You trying to hit your man in the nuts with some damn soft toe shoes on now.
Yeah, I understand. It's no problem. I'm sure, you know, he's going to be in Mario's pot, and that's a good thing. It's making racing. Anything that's making racing, I think, is good. And
okay, hold on, Sniper. Let me get these calls in the car. We're going to try to get out of here early so we can listen to Jay Bond's show at 8 o'clock. 803-7448, who is this?
It's me, man. You know I'm on a different line tonight.
Who is this?
It's E, man. Easy. I'm on
my
own job.
You don't get your ass off this damn thing. I'm going to jump on you, man. I got a joke to tell you.
All right,
no problem. Well, quit mashing the damn one button if you don't want to say nothing.
I want to say some shit. I want to hit the one button. I want to know if them guys that threatened you already, do they want to engage first?
Well,
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I'm
on the internet, but I'm saying the ones that threatened you, do they want to engage first?
Well, see, I done got so disgusted, man, every time I try to do something, they try to make like it's something else. I'm going to let you handle it. If they ready to engage, I'm ready to goddamn put some on their motherfucking ass. Lottie motherfucking Dottie.
Well, I see Tony, will call you out on the internet. And like Type Man said some good shit about 2-3 weeks ago about certain people dodging. I don't call no name, but Type Man said it best. I paid this shit attention about certain people dodging. I see they threatened us with a Rambo, Tony Bryan's car, the Rambo Regal. Like I say, this ain't nothing you saying, this is something I'm saying. We ain't ran Tony, but I saw Tony Saturday, and Tony had put 29s on the car. I don't like race skipping or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been battling gorillas for the last 2 years. But if Tony Bryan, if you on the phone, got anybody on the phone listening, if he put 20X on that bitch, well, he had 20X on there for the last year. If he put 20X on Rambo, call me and we'll lock in the day. Fuck Rambo.
Right,
I mean, that's me talking. I don't give a fuck about Rambo. Let's gamble. We've been gambling for 2 years. Let's gamble. I don't see where Rambo don't put no fear in me at all. So, if Tony want to do it, tell him to call me. Anybody listening? If Tony on the phone, he can call me. We lock in. We got 28s on the car. I can say he built on with 28s. I don't think I can handle him with 29s on it. I just don't think I can. But if he says something funny,
you know, this is something that I feel good about.
Yeah.
Do Rambo Thursday. Well, I
okay.
can't even do.
All right, that's easy. The photo cutting, looking for Tony Bynes. Looking for Tony Bynes. He said he wasn't scared of him. Shit, I'm the one got to be in the seat. I'm scared of the motherfucker. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm a high gun, just like DC Sniper. But hold on. 810-5061. What's on your mind?
Hey, dog.
1-0-5-0-6-1.
Dog.
Yeah. Yes.
This is man.
Hey, man.
What you mean by that statement you said on the thing a while ago?
Just what I said. Did you hear it? Anthony,
Now, let me correct you. I heard what you said, right? But
right.
if I put any mother. Listen. You let me talk.
Are you talking? Anybody talking to you?
Okay, if I put anything up there, it's because I was asked to or that I was let known, you know what I'm saying? So what the fuck you talking about?
So since didn't nobody know whether you was told to do that or not,
well,
I was just clarification.
If I put the shit up there.
Well, you wait a minute, goddammit, that's
real.
What the fucking
real.
Problem
listen,
with you.
Listen. If
okay, I just muted his mic. See, that's the problem with it. He sounds so goddammit. See how aggravated he sounds now? Like he want to fight. That's what I was trying to get straight. He won't listen. See what I'm saying? I let him talk. I didn't break him off. That's what we were trying to get straight. Now, I muted your mic so I could talk because I didn't stop you when you was talking.
Okay. Go ahead.
If the man said you can make the call and you can put what you want on the internet, it's no problem. It don't bother
okay.
me. I don't care what you do because I know you. I don't care what you do. My point I'm trying to make is if 20 people ask me the same question, then I just put it out there. Now we know. The man said you can put it out there. So it's no problem, man. Now what's your problem?
No, because you asking him, have I tried to lock up race? I ain't trying to lock no race in. I just put up there what I was told to put there or what I asked him. Can I put up there? If I put it up there, that means I asked him, can I put it up there? If he just said no, then I wouldn't have put it up there.
Okay, but man, we didn't know this. That's what I'm saying. We didn't know this. Now we do. So it's no problem now. How we had these shows.
Let me ask you a question. Listen, okay. I ain't fussing dollar. Look. Now let me ask you a question. If you go out there and run Tony Bynes with the photo cutlass, right? Don't you gotta ask Ed, you know what I'm saying? Did they run Tony Bynes?
No. That's one thing about me and Ed. We don't have to ask each other nothing. Whatever he do, he can do it, and whatever I can do, I can do it. If Henry go out there and lock John Foles in, all I got to do is say, God damn, I got to go out there and run John Foles.
Okay.
So that's Henry nothing. See, that's what I mean by having a good team. But see, what I'm trying to say, man, what you missed the point was, you was throwing it out there. Didn't nobody know whether it was coming from Big Ball Factor or was it coming from you. We didn't know him. We did not know that you was his spokesperson. Now that he said that you can't do it, now we know. We won't have to ask that question no more.
Okay.
It wasn't nothing against you. It wasn't nothing against you. Because, you know, me and you've been arguing and betting money and betting with each other against for the since
I
met you.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing against you. I said about this little show. See, when you get on the internet, you can't question nobody. You can't hear nobody. See, at first, when you first came on, you was already mad. You ought to have been mad by the way I said it, though. But I had to say it. I just asked the question because I'm direct. You know me. Just like you talk shit, I'm going to talk shit. I talk direct.
Yeah.
Now we know, and we ain't got no problem now. So anything we see when you post the shit, well, we know Big Boss said it was okay.
And look, don't take it personal. You know what I'm saying? If I put something there, you tell them folks, don't take me personal. You know what I'm saying? It's just racing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See, I talk shit. Look. I talk shit to make a motherfucker nervous or what? You know what I'm saying? It's like Skinny Man did, right? He got fucked up, right? Anyway,
yeah.
though? Okay.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. I got to call. Yeah, are you right? See, man, that's what I'm saying. See, what I'm saying, but see, when you say it on the internet, it comes off real negative. Now, if you was in person, you could say the same shit and don't mean nothing because we right there arguing looking at you. But see, when you're on that internet and say shit, it gets to be more than what it is because it sounds so negative because you don't know what the motherfucker talking about. That's the difference in it, see.
Okay.
Certain
okay,
shit
okay.
you can say in person, that ain't no big deal, but if you put it on the internet, it seems like it's fighting words. That's what I'm trying to do. That was the point I was trying to
do. So, hey, that one thing. But you know me, though. So you should have.
I know
you. Know what I'm saying? Got that straight.
I wasn't the one to ask the question. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, my show is about this is what I do, man. Anything somebody asks me two or three things about the same shit that we need to clarify, I bring it up on my show just so we can understand it now. Now, people that didn't know you understand it. It ain't me asking the question because I didn't give a damn. It was just other people asking the question that don't know you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Now they know that you can make a, what you call Back of matter, I think Sniper want to get on here. He might explain it to you better. Sniper, you there?
Somehow I dropped a call. I wanted to make a comment on that. I feel like anybody could put something on the internet or talk for a race as long as they're putting up the deposit. And I think at least in Mann's case, I think he does put the deposits up sometimes for that car. You know, because I've heard that, if a man says, like, let's just use this as an example. If Buddy Blow was down at the track and was talking a race, whether he got anybody's okay. As long as he's putting that deposit up, that's for him to worry about later. And so, therefore, now, if he's putting that money up, he can say what he wants and do what he wants. Now, whether the race even happens is a whole other subject. But, I think that's a part of it we're forgetting about. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But you understand what I was trying to explain to Man? See, what I'm saying is a lot of people don't know who he is. So when he put it on there, they don't know, is that just somebody trying to store some shit, or is he for real on the internet? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Between
me and you know that he has put up deposits before, so therefore, and other people have obligated his deposits. So I guess not everybody knows that, but maybe they should.
You know what I'm saying? At the track, we know that. And like I said, at the track, if he put up a deposit, I wouldn't give a damn if Big Bob Factor wasn't even there. If he put deposits up and he can't run, give me my deposit. That's what I'm saying. That's, see, Sniper, what I'm trying to do is, we sell on the internet. You can't question nobody. You don't know what their meanings is. You don't know what their demeanor is. So it's rough to just say something on the internet. Just like I can tell you to say, oh, man, Sniper, kiss my ass. But if I type that on the internet, is that a kiss my ass for real, or is that a kiss my ass joking? I mean, So that's all I'm getting to get. Now we straight, and a lot of people that might not know do know right now. So, all right, Man, we straight. You okay with that, Man?
Yes, sir. I'm okay with that, sir.
All right, yeah. Like I said, when you hit the track, I don't give a damn as long as you put that damn money up, goddammit. I don't give a damn. Don't let never happen as long as you put that money up. But now we straight now, and everybody now can know that you're telling the truth whenever you say that shit. But anyway, it's getting late. I'm finna try to, I'm gonna go and shut the show down so I can listen to Jay Bond's show, so. Everybody won't say I'm jealous. I'm hating or whatever. Me and Full Talk Joke shut the show down dead on time and listened to the show last night. But I got one something I want to tell y'all, like I told you my show about knowledge. So this last thing I want everybody, if I come out, I'm finna mute everybody's mic so can't nobody mess with me. I'm mute everybody's mic. Let me see, except Type Man and Sniper. I'm gonna mute everybody's mic, including my man Eric. Fuck it, big head bastard. God damn it. I'm muting everybody's mic. I'm gonna leave Type Man mic open and Sniper mic just in case my system go down. Them motherfuckers can keep talking shit.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I got a quick question.
Talk fast, I'm muting mics. Go ahead.
Is anybody on this phone got a problem with their old lady, with them being on the phone for like 3 or 4 hours listening to the talk show like I did?
I don't know. Just be quiet. I'm finna address that now in a few minutes. Y'all be quiet. I'm finna mute everybody's mic. I'm muting everybody's mic except Sniper and Tyke, man. Everybody's mic is muted, so if I hear any motherfucking noise, I know who to knock the fuck out of. All right, I want all y'all to pay attention and listen. This is a real story, a true story, yeah. But I told you my show is about knowledge. I'm going to try to have one of these knowledge things for you every week. Everybody that know me, Willie Dawg, everybody know I ain't never been handsome. I walk crippled, and I am what I am. What you see is what you get. But anyway, me and my old lady, we laid up in the damn bed watching TV, cartoons at that. First things, we watching the Roadrunner. First thing come out of our mouth, oh, man, that Roadrunner running fast as Mike Hill car. What the fuck she talking about Mike Hill car for? I switched the goddamn channel. CSI come on. Some more shit going on. The man over there doing a surgery. Talking about some, oh, that man did a surgery real fast. He faster than Mike Hill. I'm saying to myself, why does this motherfucker keep talking about Mike Hill? So I switched the goddamn channel again. They had another damn show on. She had every goddamn channel I was turned to, based on what I'm trying to tell you. She got something to say about Mike Hill. I'm sitting here scratching my head. I ain't jealous, but my ego getting fucked up. Why the hell this motherfucker keep on talking about Mike here? I said, why you keep on talking about Mike here? Oh, nothing. I just seen Mike here. I just seen Mike here. I get wondering about this here. I said, okay, that old pretty ass curly head motherfucker. He must have been trying to fuck with my old lady. So I'm going to trick her motherfucking ass. So I left my goddamn phone up there on the dresser, and I left Mike here contact number right on the front because I knew her sneaking ass was going to go there and look at it. So next thing I know, I played it off. I looked around, just to show. She had sneaker band got Mike Hill fucking phone number. All right. So another couple of days went by. She ain't asked me about Mike Hill no fucking more. She ain't asked me about Mike Hill no motherfucking more. So I didn't say nothing. A week went by. She still ain't said nothing about Mike Hill. So goddamn it, I said to myself, okay, this bitch here must have either went and seen Mike Hill and think I don't know it, or she done calling Mike Hill, talking to Mike Hill and I don't know it, I'm finna trick this bitch again. I put a Mike Hill race on. I put Mike Hill race, and I started saying, hey, baby, that Mike Hill. She looked at me and said, man, fuck Mike Hill. I don't want to talk about no goddamn Mike Hill. I said, wait, what? I said, what's wrong? I said, the other day, the last week, all you was doing was talking about Mike Hill. Why all of a sudden now you don't want to talk about Mike Hill? She said, I'm going to tell you the truth now. I didn't want to tell you, but I cheated on you. I said, well, goddamn, maybe I really don't give a fuck whether you cheated on me or not, but you know how we is. We want to know. The first day we go to Hollywood, who was it? He said, I cheated on you with Mike Hill. I said, no shit. I said, well, hey, don't bother. She said, you ain't upset or nothing? I said, no, I ain't upset because I know Mike Hill. I said, that little dick Mike Hill got. Shit, by the time I got them get by the youth part, it's just like new anyway. So I ain't really worried about you with Mike Hill messing around. But how did you like it? You know, they go, we always ask that shit, you know. How you like it? He said, you know what? Fuck Mike Hill. I don't want to see that motherfucker no more. I said, hold on a minute now. You been asking about Mike Hill every goddamn day. Now you don't want to see him no more? She said, I called that curly-head motherfucker, set up a goddamn date, went to meet that motherfucker, went out and spent your money at with that damn Victoria's Secret place and bought me some lingerie or lingerie or whatever you call that shit. I went on there and put that shit on there. You know, I went over to Mike's house. We got us a hotel room and all that from his house and shit. She said, I sat up in that goddamn bed for 2 motherfucking hours waiting on Mike to come out the goddamn bathroom. She said, I got tired of waiting. I went in there and peeked in the bathroom to see what the fuck he was doing. Said, that faggot motherfucker was in there fixing his goddamn hair. So fuck Mike Hill with his little dick ass. All right, fellas, that's my knowledge. That was just a joke, man. I just had to say that because the good did tell me that shit for real, though. Sniper, take this shit out of my head. You were talking to me, man. I'm acting a fool, man.
You need me to take it out of your hands. You're acting a fool tonight. Hey,
no, man. Y'all go in, man. We need to go do our final thoughts. We need to get the fuck out of here, man. I just want to hope everybody did get a little knowledge on this show tonight, though. But it is what it is, man. Hold on a minute. 912-4274. What's up?
Hey, dog.
What's up, dog, man?
What's up, bro?
You say your show is about knowledge, man, so I got to kick this knowledge one time.
Go ahead on, man. Anybody can kick it, but go ahead on, man.
Okay. Guys that buy my DVDs, man, when you send me a money order, please don't put my first name as Dolomite, last name as Grud. I'm just kicking up. I mean, man, I got 5 damn money orders that I can't cash. Because they got my damn name as Dolomite first and Gruitt second.
What's the other Gruitt's talk number? You bald-head, big-head bastard? That's not you, man.
Bald-headed.
Oh, you right. Oh, that old shit you got ain't showing, ain't you got that shit weaved in?
Hell no.
It ain't real. It ain't real, dog.
Okay. Nephew. You ready for the number, nephew?
Yeah.
All right, the number for Jay Barnes is our new radio show coming on at 8 o'clock tonight.
Hear me.
No. Is 347-215-9989. Don't ask Jay Barnes because he don't know it. That's 347-215-9989.
Take it over later. I get it.
Hey, Willie Watson. Willie Watson.
Who the call my whole name now? Goddamn, who the fuck didn't know my name?
Fuck you, Willie Watson, and the 15-foot bus you rode to school, motherfucker.
Mike Hill, I care if your little 2-inch dick ain't doing the job. Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good.
All right, you can holler at me out the show. I'm finna go try to close the show down so I can get away here. I'm finna open everybody's mic back up so they can talk, though. I just wanted to say that little joke. I had to say that joke, man. I had it funny, man, but I couldn't finish it. Easy E, you still on the phone, Easy E? Eddie Robinson.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, give me a final thoughts, man. We finna get out of here. We got to go listen to Jay Barnes' show so we won't say we prejudiced, we mad. What's up?
I ain't that mad. Like I said, I just want to thank Bobby and Showtime once again, man, for a good weekend, man. Had fun. I'm looking forward to the next upcoming shows. Just hope everybody out there. In the meantime, just be safe, everybody. I'm out.
All righty. That's easy. Sweet Willie.
Troy.
Yes, sir. Give me a dollar call, man.
Dalton Trevor,
he can't hear you. I mean, he can hear you, but I done muted him, though. Go ahead, Sweet Willie. Shut up, Doc.
Yeah. Darlington Dragway this Saturday. Come watch Sniper, the heavyweight champ of the world, defend his title. That's all I can tell you. The track is going to be on kill.
Sniper going to get his dick knocked in the dirt.
Sniper told me he ain't
okay.
Had no deposit. Right.
Willie, you got anything else? Because I'm closing them as I talk to you.
Now you can close them up and stuff. Everybody be safe, man. I'll see you soon.
All righty. No problem. Okay, 301-6436. 301-6436. What's up?
I'll see you next weekend, though.
Okay, appreciate it, brother. All right, we doing this. This working out pretty good today. Less work for me. Thank you, Jay Barnes, you big head bitch. Johnny. Oh, shit.
Oh, good. Go ahead, dog. What's going on, my brother?
What? Say what, Johnny?
What's going on?
Give me your final thoughts, man. We finna get the fuck out of here.
Oh, it was a good show. Good show. Good show, dog.
All right, Johnny. You said that about everybody's show. Sometimes you lie. Now, some of the show.
Hey, I'll be goddamn with that, though. I be telling him, that's so. You know me. Johnny will tell a motherfucker if his show ain't here.
Okay, I got you. Long Island Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, dog. Great show,
okay,
man.
I'm closing you up, Johnny. Go ahead, Long Island Joe. Give me your final thoughts, brother. Appreciate you coming on tonight, man.
No problem. Now, I just said, when you're friends, you just make sure nobody lies on another friend. You stop the lie in his tracks. So, yeah, that's all I want to do is point out the lie.
Okay, and like I said, that's why we had these shows. And sometimes when you hear, like with man, hear man to man, it's a different situation instead of just typing that shit on the internet and shit.
Oh, yeah. Great show, dog.
Glad y'all came down and glad you made it back safe, man.
Thank you. We'll be there April 14th also.
Okay, no problem, bro. We got plenty of time to advertise there.
No problem.
All right. Hold on a minute. Let me see here. Mike here. You still have Mike here? Like, man, where was Mike Hill at? Who phone was Mike Hill on?
What up, dog? You got a good
show,
too.
Okay, I want you to hold tight for a minute. Right at the end, I want you to hold tight. I got something I want you to hear. Hold on a minute. Let me get this last. Back on mute. 706-7615. Final thoughts. What's up?
Dog, what's that number was again?
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hello? What the number was again?
Look here, man. Y'all better be glad. Y'all pissing me off now calling me about this. You know I'm undercover. I'm undercover jealous. But y'all be asking me this shit, man.
No,
all right, you ready? 347-215-9989. That's the show for Jay Barnes tonight. He'll be on at 8 o'clock. All
right. Make sure you get the right number.
Yeah, I know. Jay Barnes' dumbass didn't do it. Hold on a minute now. Goddamn, what the fuck do goddamn it Boogeyman want? Boogeyman, what's up, Boogeyman? I got to get Boogeyman anytime he come on. Boogeyman!
Dog, that shit put me in the queue, man. I ain't on. I'm cutting you up. My bad.
Okay, no problem. All right, Tyke Man, you still there?
Yeah, dog.
Hey, Sniper, you still there?
Yeah, dog. Yes, sir.
All right, both of y'all, both Tyke Man and Sniper. Put both of y'all phones on mute. Y'all the only two mics open, so put your phones on mute. Both of y'all, please. Put your phones on mute. I got to play this in. The new goddamn it. Mike Hill, this for your motherfucking curly head ass. I got to play this in. Goddamn it, Chuck G. In the house.
Yeah, I do the
snipe
for Dan. I do the snipe for Dan. Yeah, I do the snipe for Dan. I do the snipe for Dan. The rabbit got the gun, taking out haters, gotta be fun. So here's your chance.
Dog.
Come on, turn all that noise off. Okay, Snipe and Tight Man. There's only two lines on. So Tight Man, go ahead and tell me, give me the final thoughts on everybody you got on the phone there, and then I'm gonna let Sniper close it out.
Oh, well, I wanna thank everybody for making Sniper popular. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, where, how you like that song, Free? How you like the song? Hello?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, it, like I said, all right, no problem. Where's Mike Healy? He got scared and left? All right, they don't want to talk then because Sniper got a good song. Go ahead, Sniper. Close it out, Sniper.
Mike Healy doing the Sniper dance right now.
Hey, I want to say props to Nephew for making that up. I think it was more Nephew making it up, and I just want to say I have fun with it. You know, just big props to Chuck G for doing that whole song on his own, man. That's pretty cool, and I hope maybe y'all have a rebuttal song in the future. But I think we should all have more fun at the track and do stuff like this and laugh and get. I like watching that video, y'all. Doing the dance and laughing and having fun. That's what it's about, man. I really think that.
All right. Okay. I didn't mention the date. I thought he might have come on. I missed my man, Mississippi Joe. The G-Bar, the heavyweight champion there, Mississippi Joe. There. So I just want to send shouts out to my man, Mississippi Joe. And like I say again, I see a whole heap of damn block numbers today. I might start doing like, wow, man, cut y'all off. But I don't care. If y'all want to block it, you're ashamed to show your face. Don't worry about it. And like I said, in the future, my shows will be about knowledge. I will be coming on, starting a little shit. If you want to lock in some stuff, you can. But mostly my shows will be about knowledge, any controversy we got going on. I don't care who is on, what it's about, or whatever. So I want to thank all y'all for listening today. And if ain't nobody got nothing, if you got something, you're going to press the one button, I'll see you. But if you don't press it, I'm going to close this bitch down and get ready to listen to Jay Barnes. I'm going to take my pill when Jay Barnes' show come on. That way, by the time it go off, I ought to be ready. I love all y'all. Have a great day. God bless.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that's in this tale, will be busy. Be the happy dog. Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dogs, house dogs, kick dogs.